శ్రీ పరమాత్మనే నమః. గీతా ప్రబోధని, కాన్సైజ్ కామెంట్రీ ఆన్ శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత బై స్వామి రామ్ సుఖదాస్ మహారాజ్జీ. చాప్టర్ 14 వర్స్ 1-4. గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ఎమనేషన్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద యూనియన్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ అండ్ సోల్. చాప్టర్ 14 వర్స్ 1. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ, పరం భూయ ప్రవక్ష్యామి జ్ఞానానాం జ్ఞానముత్తమం. యజ్ఞాత్వా మునయః సర్వే పరాం సిద్ధిమితో గతాః. ఐ షాల్ వన్స్ అగైన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు యూ దట్ సుప్రీం నాలెడ్జ్ జ్ఞాన, ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ విస్డమ్స్ నాలెడ్జ్, బై నోయింగ్ విచ్ ఆల్ ద సేజర్స్ హ్యావ్ అటైన్డ్ ద హైయెస్ట్ పర్ఫెక్షన్ అండ్ వర్ లిబరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ మండేన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. Comment. This wisdom of knowing the distinction between Kshetra and Kshetrajna is superior to all other earthly and unearthly knowledge and is the supreme knowledge. This wisdom is a sure means of God realization. Hence, having realized this wisdom, all aspirants attain God, that is, are liberated from this mundane existence. Upon liberation, one gets total freedom from actions and dependence on objects, and then there is no inert object left besides God consciousness. In fact, that is the only entity which exists. Chapter 14, verse 2. Idam jnanamupashritya mama sadharmyamagataḥ sarge pinopajayante pralayena vyathanti cha. Those who, having taken refuge in this wisdom, have merged into my being, are not born again, neither at the time of creation, nor do they perish at the time of final dissolution. Comment. While having affinity with the causal body, an aspirant attains nirvikalpa sthiti, a state of trance, and when this affinity goes away, then one attains nirvikalpa bodha, natural transcendental awareness in the self. There is a possibility of relapse from the nirvikalpa sthiti, but from nirvikalpa bodha there can never be such a relapse. It means that there is a change in nirvikalpa sthiti, but there is never any change in nirvikalpa bodha. This transcendental awareness ever remains steadily the same even during new creation and final dissolution. New creation and the final dissolution happen in Prakriti, nature. Having attained God, who transcends Prakriti, there is no effect of new creation or final dissolution, because God realized soul has no relationship with Prakriti. The state in which there is no relationship with Prakriti is also called Atyantika Pralaya, beyond final dissolution. It means that when a man who has affinity with the body, an evolute of Prakriti, he becomes dependent and follows the cycle of birth and death, but having totally renounced affinity with the body, he becomes independent and becomes free from birth and death forever. He attains unity with God. It means that just like God is composite of existence, knowledge, bliss, in the same way, the self-realized exalted soul also becomes existence, knowledge, bliss, which in fact he was from before. Chapter 14, verse 3. మమ యోనిర్ మహద్ బ్రహ్మ తస్మిన్ గర్భం దదామ్యహం సంభవ సర్వభూతానాం తతో భవతి భారత. ఓ భారత, మై మహద్ బ్రహ్మ, ద గ్రేట్ ప్రకృతి ఓ ప్రైమోర్డియల్ మ్యాటర్ ఓ నేచర్, ఈస్ ద వూంబ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ క్రీచర్స్ ఇన్ విచ్ ఐ ప్లేస్ ద సీడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లైఫ్. ద బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ స్ప్రింగ్ ఫోర్త్ ఫ్రమ్ ద కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ స్పిరిట్. Comment. The jiva, embodied soul does not attain freedom so long as it has the relationship with causal body, which is a fragment of Prakriti. At the time of final dissolution, he merges into Prakriti along with the causal body. When his actions become ready for fruition, at the dawn of new creation, God establishes once again his special relationship with Prakriti. Chapter 14, verse 4. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtaya sambhavantiyah tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradapita. O son of Kunti, of all the bodies that come into being from different wombs, the Mula Prakriti, primordial nature, is the mother, while I am the seed-giving father. Comment. 84 lakh wombs, 8.4 million, gods, manes, celestial singers, ghosts, evil spirits, demons, devils, moving and unmoving creatures, water creatures, land creatures, birds, creatures born from the womb, creatures born from eggs, plants, etc., sprouting from the ground, creatures born of perspiration, etc., whatever bodies there are seen or unseen, in all of them, God places the seed in the form of fragment of his consciousness. It is proved from this that in all creatures, a fragment, an amsha, of God appears different because of differences of various bodies. In fact, the very same entity, God, is present in all beings. Gita chapter 13, verse 2. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.